Oh, now the show has begun. Here's a second. Hugh, I got a question for you.
What you got?
Important question. Are you ready to puck it up, Hugh?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to puck it up?
I'm about to puck it up as soon as I get home.
Oh boy! No, we got to puck it up right now on the show.
What we got?
Well, I believe
we got bros.
We got bros. I believe for the first time as a guest on the midday show.
Brodes.
Hunter Brodes. Brodes Brody, as his email is here at Odyssey.
Brodes Brody. Ain't it Brody Brody?
It's Brodes Brody.
Oh, Brodes Brody.
Brodes
okay,
Brody,
gotcha.
If you want to contact him through email. He's with us right now as we get set for the Puck It Up Draft Party tonight at Chickies in Glassboro. Brodes, how we doing?
Gentlemen, it's a huge day. Who would have thought? The Flyers. It's the optimism in the city. The orange and black. Phillies are a dumpster fire. DFA Max Kepler. But Danny Briere, baby, he's got the city in the palm of his hands tonight.
He does, Hugh. He's got the city in the palm of his hands. This segment, of course, Hugh.
It's sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. We were out there at Langstown. What was it, Langhorn, the other day?
Yeah.
Not
early
Langstown.
This week. It's awesome. Grab your crew and head over to McGurk's this weekend and enjoy the
smooth
summer
as
menu.
Always.
We are
that was because I was.
Stop picking on Hugh. I felt Hugh, you're in one today, dude. I can see it in your eyes when I'm watching the YouTube stream. I feel bad for Hugh.
He threw his car keys in the trash.
This guy's got the whole neighbor looking for his keys.
I think I threw my car keys.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I feel bad.
I wasn't even high though. That's the terrible thing about it. I wasn't even high. I was just, I don't know what happened. I think I threw my car.
No, we were going there, but hey, nothing wrong with being stoned.
Yeah, welcome to the show. No. All right, bros. Let's talk through this. First of all, where do I get one of the Puck It Up t-shirts? I need a Puck It Up t-shirt. Where do I get them? How do I get them?
All right, so it's breakingtea.com/WIP. Look at this beauty if you're watching on the tube. All right, puck it up, baby, puck it up. Yeah. I was rollerblading around the street this morning doing a little skate takes, and people were screaming out of their windows, puck it up, bros!
Yeah, we need more of that. We need to do that when you walk around here. All right, bros, here's what I need to know.
Somebody go mess up when they say that, though.
Yeah, you might be you, so just watch out. Sixth pick in the draft tonight, bros. Give me some names, and then give me a sense of this draft, the strength of it. Like, are we, what kind of player do you think we can get at six tonight? Is this a great draft in terms of depth? Is it like a one or two player draft? Because every draft is different in terms of what kind of quality of depth it has. Give me a name or two, and then tell me about this draft as a whole.
All right, so I do believe when they're at six, if James Higgins is on the board, that's the one to go to. He's a 5'11 center. He played at Boston College. He had a point per game last year. And there were talks prior to this previous year playing out that he could go number one. And then for whatever reason, he kind of dipped a little bit. Others jumped him. So at one point, the whole world around the NHL said this kid may be the number one overall pick. So if you're at six and that type of skill falls on your lap, I think you got to take it. People are worried about the size, but again, Danny Briere was a smaller guy. He's the GM. If you could play, you could play, especially in today's game. So I would go James Hagan. He's an American kid. I think that's the move if he's on the board. After that, I was telling the guys on the afternoon show a little bit. A little Caleb Desjardins. You want to get a little Canadian in there, throw a little Caleb Desjardins. He's up there as well, 84 points last year in the queue. Now, in regards to how this draft looks, you're not getting a Crosby. You're not getting a McDavid. You're not getting an Ovechkin type of guy. But I think you could get a real legitimate top six forward that can help change your franchise around and be a staple as a center. And they're so thin that center that they need it badly. So it's not going to be a Crosby, but it's going to be someone who is extremely valuable and extremely important to a rebuild. So I don't want anyone to think just because it's not a powerful wow that this isn't important.
You know, speaking of this rebuild, bros, and plus, I just want to get you prepared for this hockey show that we're going to do that I'm going to be captaining.
Oh, no.
When the Flyers make it to the playoffs. But speaking of that, tell me a little bit about Trevor Zegras. And what he brings to the table, you know, they traded for him a couple of days ago. So just tell me a little bit about what he brings to the table.
Yeah, listen, he is someone. He was on the NHL cover of the video game a few years back. So that's how big of a name he was a few years ago. And injuries definitely limited what he was capable of doing over the last few years in Anaheim. But he is someone who is so skilled. Like, you can't teach the type of skill that he has with his hands, with his vision. He's putting the puck on his stick and doing lacrosse-style goals and all the crazy stuff that makes the highlight SportsCenter top 10 play stuff. But, you know, look, there is some things he needs to work on. He needs to be better in the faceoff dot. He needs to be a little bit more tougher in the corners and play a little bit more of a game where it's not as finesse, maybe is the right word to use. So
that sounds about right.
Yeah, but listen,
two hockey guys chopping it up.
That's right, Hugh Douglas and Broads. I'm thinking about a podcast. Screw Al Morgani. You know what I'm saying? It's Hugh Douglas.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's happening.
Yeah. Wow. How about after all these years kicking Al out, Hugh, so you could get onto the podcast? All right, Broads, I got a question for you. So a couple nights ago, we had the NBA draft, right? And the Sixers take a guard. And then, you know, it kind of opens up the question of fit, like three guards and who's going to stay long term. Is that something that, in terms of where the Flyers are at, positionally tonight, how much does that matter? Are you in the zone of, hey, let's get some good hockey players in here and we'll figure it out as we go along? Or when you look at tonight and then moving forward as they keep building this thing, how much does fit matter, especially around what they already have here, considering what they did last year and moving forward? How much does fit matter in terms of where the Flyers are at for you?
I don't think fit matters at all right now because they're so thin everywhere. Now, there are some fans, it's interesting you bring this up, that there's one winger that's on the board that might be available. His name is Porter Martone. But people don't want him because they think we have too many wingers. But they're talking about bottom six guys. I'll give you an example. You know, it's kind of like saying we don't need anyone because we have Bryson Stott. Well, listen, I like Bryson Stott, but I'm not here to tell you Bryson Stott is, you know, the end-all be-all here. You can do better than a Bryson Stott. So there's players that have intrigue, but just because I have a stop, is that going to stop me from taking someone who I think could be a spectacular second baseman? Absolutely not. Same type of theory here with the winger. So I don't care if Porter Martone's the best on the board at six and he plays wing, you bet your ass I'm taking Porter Martone. And I don't care that you have a lot of wingers because I don't even think the wingers they have are as great as people feel. But they are so bad at center, and there are a lot of centers that are going to be there. So I would lean center, but if Porter Martone's the best available and he's a wing, then I'm going wing. I can't do positional right now. We got a lot of holes.
You gotta get good players, Hugh.
You gotta get good pros. But bros, I'm a little curious. So when can we all get excited about the Flyers?
I mean, you want a timeline? You're asking for the timeline.
The draft is tonight.
No, I'm just saying.
We're
pucking it up tonight. But I'm just saying, when the season starts, can we be excited about it this year? I mean, what are we talking about? Playoffs? What are we talking about?
No, I don't think it's playoffs yet. We got to see what they do with the goalie. I know. Listen, I'm just being honest. I can't tell people here, let's go win the cup. You know, even though I tweet pictures of the 75 parade thinking I might see it one day. I don't think I'm going to anytime soon. The truth is, this is the time to jump on board to get excited about all. You got to watch the players grow. Mitch Kopf and Trevor Zegras and whoever they draft are going to maybe have to wait a year until they get here. It's just the nature of the beast. Don't yell at me. But, you know, you get it. It's the new wave. You get talking. This is the big offseason that's going to set them in the direction to get to the postseason over the next couple of years. So
I believe
I'm not going to say this year, but soon.
All right. Well, one way to get on the ground floor of this is to go to the Puck It Up draft party tonight. So give us
at Broads' house.
Is that correct? All right. So give us your address. No, tell us the details for tonight on the Puck It Up draft party.
The Puck It Up draft parties at Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro, New Jersey, 7 o'clock. No ticket needed. I got a couple of messages. Any kind of it. No. You show up, we puck it up.
We bring in snacks.
We'll bring snacks. Of course, Chickies got the snacks, baby.
Well, not the snacks that I have, bros. I'm bringing gummies.
Oh, no, that won't do. Listen.
I'll get your number from Kyle.
Yeah, there you go. All jokes aside, to put it in
that
perspective of that's okay. I'm not joking either. You get the number. We talk. We'll talk. We're having a Puck It Up party. All right, just let that sink in. Just to show you where the Flyers are right now, the optimism, where they're headed. We're having a Flyers Puck It Up draft party. So get excited, damn it! Let's go!
There's no easy way out.
Broads.
There's no shortcut.
We appreciate it. If Hugh finds his keys, he'll be there tonight.
He's not going.
Yeah, he lost his keys. Yeah.
I ain't got no damn car keys.
Yeah, that's not good.
Damn.
Broads, thank you so much. We'll puck it up tonight. And
Get his number, though.
Enjoy it. Yeah, Broads, we'll talk soon, buddy. Thank you.
I get one of the Uber drivers
to
drop it off.
You got
off.
It. There he goes. Broads on the Flyers. I like how you just threw in there that you are going to lead host a Flyers playoff preview show that we were kidding about.
You can't
the other
even
day.
Find your keys.
I'm going to speak it into
existence. How do that?
And sometimes
you hear
I can
him pronounce
barely,
those names. You have no shot.
And sometimes I can barely English, but I got time. I got time to get better.
I'm
going to work on English.
Time's going the other way for you.
You know, I got to be honest.
Time is on my side.
You have lived a blessed life.
Yes, it is.
You have lived a blessed life back here.
It's awful.
We don't have too many current players in Philadelphia sports that we talk about often that have difficult names. If you start getting into hockey, Hugh, you're
I'm getting into hockey.
You can't do the basic ones.
I don't like how you imply that I couldn't lead the show, the hockey show.
No. You can do it. But again,
it'll probably be
I don't
a
even really think he implied it. I think he's explicitly stating that you can't.
That, but I feel like I need to prove him wrong.
You're taking it as a challenge.
Yeah.
You got to use competitive juices.
I know. It's the first time in a while.
There's no easy way out, Kyle. Ain't no shortcut home. I can do that. There's no easy way out. So, bro said I got like 2 or 3 years.
Are you going to study for the whole 2 or 3 years or going to cram at the end?
2 to 3 years left.
Hey, you know what? I'll probably cram at the end. that's a long ass time.
Yeah.
That's a long ass time.
At least he didn't lie to everyone. You asked him the playoff timeline, and he didn't lie.
You can't. But I like his enthusiasm. I like his excitement.
Yes.
I mean, that's always, you know, anytime you hear Bros, he's always like that, man. So I was kind of excited to hear.
So it was great to have him on. Here's the thing, though. Like, he didn't lie to the audience. I feel like if you were a hockey guy, you would lie.
Oh,
I
no
would
question.
Lie.
You would lie.
What would I lie about?
If you were in his spot, I said, when are they making the playoffs? You'd say, oh, this year.
No,
you would lie.
No, listen.
You'd be singing, you know I Still Believe.
Since we're here, you know what a lie is. When you have somebody that comes on these airwaves and say, yeah, you know I'm going with this, and say that the Sixers are going to be the third seed next year. That's a lie.
Now it's getting personal. Now it's
getting
personal.
At minimum.
It's been a low blow all week. What are you talking about? It's been personal all week.
Yeah, that was just enthusiasm.
No,
Kyle's enthusiastic.
That was a lie. That was a flat out lie.
Maybe.
What was
I'm not lying. I might be overly enthusiastic.
No,
I could be wrong.
So you're
but
that
I believe
it. It was a lie. You believe
No, I'm not lying.
You
I could be a moron.
You had to be high.
I could be a moron.
You had to be high.
But I'm not lying.
We need to add something to the core values of this show.
What's that?
It's not a lie if you believe it. And I think Kyle believes it.
I mean, I think that is a part of the core values, isn't it?
No, because we got to stop telling people to live their truth.
No, they do live their truth.
Never mind.
You should live their truth.
No, you should.
And the truth is, I didn't lose my keys. They got up and walked away. They walked away. They got tired of me.
Yeah.
And so they left.
Yeah. You keep spinning that yarn.
I'm going to spin it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Because I didn't lose my keys.
All right, Nick in Norristown. You're up, buddy. What's up, Nick?
Oh, hey guys. How you doing?
Hey, Nick. What's up?
Can you guys hear me?
We got you. Yes.
Cool. Hey, I just wanted to – I heard the guy talking about Crawford coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to touch on that real quick because I've heard people for weeks say, hey, we're missing a bat in the outfield. We need a center fielder. Why can't we just bring Crawford up? And I think that's kind of first-level thinking. I think what may be happening is Dombrowski's trying to keep Crawford's value as high as possible. So he might be floating him out there as trade bait to some of these teams. For who, I'm not really sure. But what happens when you bring him up and he struggles? Like, his value is going to drop, and he's not going to be as hot on the trade market. So I think there might be some wheels turning in the background that people aren't really thinking about.
So, Nick, maybe I agree to an extent. I mean, I think it'd have to be extreme in a short period to change people's real opinions of him. Like, if he came up here and hit, like, 100 for 3 months, I think then what you're speaking to, that it could affect his value. But if he came up here and hit 250 with no power for 2 weeks. I don't know. You think that's really going to change what other GMs really think about his future? I understand your point. I just think they don't have a spot for him right now unless they dump Marsh and or Kepler because he's lefty. It's just I think his fit on the team is awkward until they get Kepler out of here, which maybe should be today.
Well, yeah, it seems like he wants that sooner than later. But But, yeah, I mean, I see your point, but I do think that he's trying to keep his value as high as possible. And where he is right now hitting 350 or whatever he's hitting down there, that's where his value's highest. I mean, he's not a big power guy that's going to come up and hit 400-foot bombs. Like, that's just not going to happen. So that's my feeling on it, and I think there may be some things moving in the background that we're not aware of that hopefully we get some news over the next month or two. He's making a trade for some pitching, maybe a right-handed bat for the outfield.
Well, they need it. And I, you know, Nick, you say you hope. I say it's necessary. I mean, if they leave this offense the way it is, it's not going to win the World Series. I mean, they'll probably get to the playoffs, but they need help here. Nick, we appreciate the phone call. All right, our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI DentalCenter.com. Hugh, I haven't looked in on the Twitter poll today, and I'm talking about the one about Topper. I don't even know if we put one up about your keys, but the one about Topper.
We're at a consensus about Hugh's keys.
Oh, it's all his fault?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I figured that. I mean, what did you say a few minutes ago? They got up and, walked away. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous.
Okay.
But I'm living my truth.
Well, that's what you encourage people to do. All right. A few Twitter polls we should hit today. Number one, is Rob Thompson starting to lose you? I find the answers here to be pretty interesting. Hugh, it's 56% this is on the players. 44% yes, Topper's starting to lose
people. That's kind of close.
It's a big number.
That's kind of close.
Yes.
That's kind of close.
I didn't expect that kind of number today. I thought it would be way more on the players. All right, so the Phillies DFA Max Kepler to send a message. I like the people today on this one. 65% yes. Cut his ass. Get him out of here.
Well, yeah, you got to send a message. I believe that because, you know, Scott talked about it. I mean, he didn't say, you know, DFA.
Yeah,
but
well,
he
Scott's
was kind of surprised.
Little...
Yeah, Scott didn't do all that.
You tried to corner him, though.
Well, no, I didn't try to corner him. Sometimes I have to do my job ask the hard questions. Sometimes, you know. And it was just unfortunate.
Big J Douglas.
But it's unfortunate that it happened to be Scott because me and Scott have history. We're like best buds.
Modern-day Larry King over here.
You know what I mean? We're best buds. And I had to just ask the question.
We got Don King Douglas and Larry King Douglas.
You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where you have to ask the question. Because like I said this morning, when you hear it, it's like, oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah.
Because that means that has the potential to fragment the locker room. So that's why I had to ask the question.
All right. The people are with you on this one. Do you believe we'll see a culture change with the Sixers this season or next season? Yes at 36%. No at 34%.
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know.
Scaredy cats.
Yeah.
No, I mean, come on, man. Let's be honest. Joel Embiid is still here.
New wave. We are changing that. We're tipping the scales, Hugh. We are tipping the scales. They're bringing in winners now,
hopefully.
Finally. Hopefully. Ed is in Cherry Hill. Ed doesn't want to blame Topper. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how are you? Yeah, I don't understand. First off, Philadelphia's been in the playoffs for what, the last 3 or 4 years?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a great team. I don't understand why we always blame the manager instead of he's not up there holding the bat. He's not throwing the baseball.
So, I don't think it's his fault they're not hitting. But if they don't believe in him anymore or they're questioning him, we have a problem here.
Yeah, but they've been through. How many managers have they been through in the last 5 years, 6 years?
Well, two. I mean,
they've got the players. They've got the players. I don't think you should have to push somebody who's making millions of dollars a year to go up and hit a ball.
Well, we say they have the players. Ed, I don't know if they have the players on the offense. They have names. Like, just because Max Kepler is a name and Castellanos is a name, are these guys really high-end hitters?
No, I never liked Castellanos. I mean, I think Harper carries the team.
Well,
you got the best pitching staff in the league.
That we agree on. Harper hasn't carried the offense in a year, though. I mean, like, we keep saying this. I think that the Phillies...
He's not even on the field.
The Phillies are like a name brand, and then you dig underneath. Like, this is not that good. I mean, their hitters don't hit that much.
Well, we'll figure if you had Alvarado back in as a relief pitcher. I mean, they'd be fantastic. It's either they're not hitting or they're not pitching. There's something wrong there.
Right, we agree, but the manager has no role in any of this?
Yeah, to a point, you know what? He's probably the easiest person you could fire.
Well, sure. There's not many levers they could pull. And look, I'm not advocating to fire Topper. What I'm saying is I'm starting to lose some faith that he's the right voice. I mean, I got two times in 2 weeks, Ed, where I got a player either mouthing off to him in a dugout or after the game saying...
Yeah, the timing is not
It's not great. Not great. And then Kepler yesterday, who's a stiff. I mean, Kepler's saying I was promised more playing time and I'm out of rhythm.
I agree. You don't talk, first off, you don't talk to your manager like that. And it just shows disrespect.
My feeling is they're questioning him. And doesn't mean they can't overcome that. I'm just getting the sense they're starting to wonder, does he know what he's doing in there? And once you have that, you start to wonder, like, what's going on? All right, what should we bring to Broads' party now? What snack should we bring?
Hey, I was thinking, since there's so much traffic on Haddonfield Road trying to get into a Roy Rogers...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got the road blocked off of police with people trying to get in there. Why don't we just pick up an Arby's roast beef sandwich?
There we go. All right.
I mean, a Wendy's.
So there's a lot of traffic for the new Roy Rogers?
I'm glad we're here.
The Roy Rogers.
Yeah, because listen.
You sent a message to us about this new Roy Rogers yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know if there's potential for them to be a sponsor.
Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Not after this.
Because you already know where I'm going. Roy Rogers is not good enough to warrant a line around the corner.
So I'm going to push back a little bit.
Okay, what is it about Roy Rogers that you find that is worthy, is line worthy?
Okay.
Can you get live in their bathrooms?
That's Bucky's. That's Bucky's.
Now, let me ask a question. This is a standalone Royce?
Because
they are rare. This is like seeing Bigfoot in the wild. No. That you don't see, typically, and I used to be a big Roy Rogers fan back in the day. One, they had good milkshakes. That's number one.
Okay.
But two...
Didn't have a milkshake.
Oh, they have good milkshakes. Two, Roy Rogers in the last 20 years, 25 years, I would say has moved from standalone Roy's to you only see them in the rest stops.
That's where I found one. I was on my way to Ohio. Right. It was not that great.
Right, but okay. I'm not arguing the validity of that. But if you don't see a standalone Roy Rogers very often, the only time you could
so
ever...
So you're going for nostalgia.
Kind of, yeah. And the milkshakes.
That's horrible. And I guarantee you... that most of the people in line, no disrespect to the people that went, but they probably were silver hairs. They probably were silver hairs. And being a guy that's sitting here with a whole bunch of silver hair in my beard.
I was going to say.
I have a lot of nerve. I know I do. But I still feel pretty spry. But I guarantee you, it was some people that probably, you know, were in their 60s. Probably late 70s.
Well, they miss Roy.
Get that Roy Rogers.
Yeah, because they haven't seen one unless they're on the highway, like the turnpike or whatever, for 20 years.
Still does not warrant lines around the corner. Still does not warrant, in my humble opinion, backing up traffic.
What a day for you. Lose your keys, ripping Roy Rogers.
I'm on what they call, the kids like to call, a heater.
You are. You absolutely are. I understand the Royce thing more than you do. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to check in with you people. I'm sure they have a lot to say about Hugh Douglas today and his situation. Your calls in the Phils, and I want Hugh's reaction to one of the most wild stories I've heard about an NFL player from this past season. This is like an all-time story. We'll hit that next. Your calls, you people as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I don't like this, where this is going. I don't.
What do you mean?
I just don't like this song. I feel like it's... Yeah, I was right. I was right. Yeah, I was right.
It's so sensitive. It's a great song.
I'm just saying, I knew he was going with this.
It's called Heaven Feel, Hugh.
No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to, you know...
Okay.
Trying to get some keys, plural. So I got a long day.
Yeah.
Waiting for my roommate to come pick me up. So, yeah. Good time.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, so I got to ride with Dale Earnhardt Jr. all the way home.
We had the chance this morning. Yeah, so Hugh phoned into the meeting this morning because he obviously had the key situation. And he had a ride, and he was in the passenger seat, and it seemed like the driver was at times going a touch fast for your liking. And I could hear you almost stomping your foot down the imaginary brake as you guys were driving.
Well, you know what it is. It's like when you ride with your children. And I said, hey, going kind of fast. She said, I am. I thought I was going slow. And I'm like, babe, like, because I know the traffic, especially like when we come in.
Yeah, you know.
And so I'm like, okay, slow down.
Because it's about to stop.
Yeah, because I know we're about to hit traffic. And so I'm like, hey, slow down. So I'm over there and I am working my fake brake. I am working the hell out that brake, Joe. And she's just rolling, and I'm like, oh, I'm glad you trust your brakes the way that you do.
You know what? I got to say, she got here in a timely fashion.
No,
because we were debating whether you were going to make it for the show today on time. Yeah. And you were here more than on time, so good job by her. All right, so it's going to be a big weekend for here when he gets his keys back. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we got to run this story by everyone. And I saw this story a couple days ago, and I said, if this ever happened in Philadelphia, it would be wild. Uncle Steve in media is up. What's up, Uncle Steve?
Hey, hello, guys.
Hey, Uncle Steve.
Hey, I'm proud to be Uncle Steve because Aunt Tari has some pull with you ever since she gave him that bacon.
That's right, the bacon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad Kyle's never slipped up. I was always worried when you start talking about the uncle at the barbecue. I was waiting to see if my name ever got mentioned.
Well, we have a lot of those. So.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah. It'll probably happen eventually. So what are you thinking today, Steve?
Okay. Well, I got something for you for his keys. I think right now he's focusing the wrong way. He keeps thinking that they're in his mailbox or he threw them out. Okay, they're not at either of those two places. So my keys right now are down in Seattle. I'm back up here at media, and they were at my buddy's rental house that I walked to. Okay, so I didn't even have my car keys. So I had cargo shorts on in the side pockets. They must have fell out. But I was focusing on the last place we went, the mini golf and all that. So I'm focusing on all the wrong places. And then, unfortunately, I met him the other day. He was up for a funeral. And I said, hey, you know what? Double check your rental house just before. And that's where the keys were. So you got to change your focus on this. They might be sitting between the door and the lower seat of your car.
I checked.
Or another spot.
I checked there.
And maybe I think he's trying to say a spot you wouldn't have thought of. That's where they are.
Checked everywhere. Like where I'm at, it's not that big. I'm thinking I even dumped out the clothes that I had to give to the Goodwill.
Did you sit down yesterday when you got home? Like on a couch?
Maybe
it fell between a cushion.
I got home and I walked upstairs. I had the packages. I had the packages in my hand and I dropped them off. My roommate was cooking. So talked to my roommate and then I got on the phone, talked to Ike for a little while.
Okay.
And I normally take my keys out of my pocket because I was washing clothes too. So I took my keys. I don't remember taking my keys out of my pocket.
You didn't wash your key fob, did you?
No, because I looked in the washing machine.
Okay.
And you did the look shorts, everywhere, huh?
Yeah, I did. I looked in the back room where I was, getting rid of clothes. I even looked in the clothing basket where I put the clothes. Mm. And I'm like, I might have thrown it away.
I think the most likely thing is you threw them away.
I don't think I threw them away.
Well, you didn't know you threw them away, right? Like that's.
I don't think so.
It's like when you had a bad game, man. You got to wipe it, start all over again.
Burn the tape. Burn the tape, Hugh. Just move on.
Yeah. As I sit here on YouTube thinking hard about where my keys are. I don't know.
I thought they were at my buddy's house. We walked there. And 2 days later, from the last time I used the car, I swear they were at the mini golf place that we went to.
You know what's gonna be? You know what's gonna be upsetting? Is
I checked my bags.
It's gonna be upsetting that I'm gonna go through all of this. Mm-hmm. And they're going to fall out somewhere, and I'm going to be like, damn it.
Yeah, Uncle Steve, we appreciate it, and we appreciate the help for you. I have a question we haven't asked you all day that I think is probably should have been asked earlier.
Do we have to talk to you people?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah,
you're not going to do any of the talking.
Here's a major question. Hugh, I don't know how else to say it. I'm just going to say it the way it's coming to my head. Do you have jingly keys, or are they not as jingly as some other key sets? Because I think if they're jingly,
used to have jingly keys.
But they're not that jingly?
There it's like one in a couple of keys that I had, like Harper made me something when he was in kindergarten. It said dad on it.
Yeah.
So I'm more upset that I lost that.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? But
I just mean the sound. If they're not jingly, they're gonna be harder to find.
They're not.
If they're
not
jingly, like you're gonna reach your hand in something, you're gonna hear it.
You know, I used to be that guy that had like 50 keys on one, like on a big old chain.
Like you ran
and
like
I stopped doing
like
that.
Like
I own a coin laundromat or something like that. And I don't have them. I don't have
you
that
know,
anymore.
When you find them, you got to get like an air tag for them.
Everybody's telling me that. It's like, man, get an air tag for your keys. I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah. Well, this I think it's ridiculous. A good idea. Yeah. Well, speaking of ridiculous, we got a story. I want your reaction to this, Hugh. So this came out a couple days ago. Deontay Johnson, the wide receiver, he was with the Steelers for a little bit. I think he bounced around Carolina. And then at one point, he ended up in Baltimore.
Yep.
Can we hear this? We have some audio here. Deontay Johnson, wide receiver last year, at one point at least, for the Baltimore Ravens, and he refused to go in a game because of the weather. Let's hear Deontay Johnson.
Just going in, like, I checked out mentally.
I
just felt like I
was a mental game.
I wasn't getting used, like, you know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't say used as being selfish, like, just be feeling a part of the
team.
I just checked out, and then something like that one game, I told him I wasn't going in.
Do you want to talk about that?
We can. That's
a pretty wild story. It's kind of funny.
I wasn't getting into, like, no run plays, no, like, passing plays, no nothing.
Wasn't it cold as shit, you said?
Yeah, it was cold. So I'm on the sideline, just standing there, like, just going to the
heater.
We
bet that one. It is Friday, though.
End of third. Going into the fourth or whatever. They're like, Tay, we need you. I'm like, nah, I don't think it's a, to me, I don't think it's a good idea for me. Like, cause like I was thinking about like my legs, I don't want to go out there and put bad stuff on film.
Right.
And it's not like I didn't want to go in the game, but you got to think like leading up to this point, I done been through so much. And
he didn't really workshop that.
And like you said, man, you were kind of checked out.
Yeah, I checked out mentally. I was like, whatever happens, happens. Like I was just rolling with the punches at that time. So I told him I wasn't going in. I was like, I understand what you're saying, like, but I'm not going to go in. So I just sat on the bench. And then that's when they suspended me.
May I tell you what the temperature was? Because obviously, speaking about the weather, it's cold, right? His body was cold. He wasn't getting reps, so he felt like he had gotten too cold. It was 41 degrees. Not 11, not 10, not minus 5, not at Lambeau in December. It was 41 degrees. Hugh, you ever think about saying no to going on the field because it was too cold at 41 degrees?
I remember one time we were at Halas. What was it? What's the name of the stadium?
Chicago Soldier Bears. Field?
Soldier Field.
I said how I was thinking about Halas Hall.
Halas Hall, yeah.
But it was so cold that when we drank water, the water froze.
That's really cold.
Yeah. There was not at one point any thought of not playing ever in life. And when you say 41 degrees and you didn't feel like playing, this is when I'll say these kids nowadays are built different. And instead of me getting upset with them, I try to understand your thought process. Like, we talk about Ace Bailey. And I know for us here in Philadelphia, like, oh, man, da 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 da. But my thing is this. What possesses you to feel that comfortable that you feel like you can pick where you want to go, and then you feel so comfortable that you're guaranteed to be a max player wherever you go?
Right.
You've never played in the NBA. Like, it's the NBA is the unknown. I don't care how good you are. The NBA is the unknown. And there's been a ton of number one overall draft picks that come into the NBA and flop.
All the time, yeah.
It's not guaranteed. So when we sit here and we talk about a guy like Ace Bailey and him trying to direct traffic about exactly where he wants to go, I'm intrigued by that because you don't know what's going to happen. Nothing. It's not guaranteed that you're going to be in position to get that max deal. Anything can happen. So for you to be so arrogant and feel so confident in your path, I mean, where are you getting that from? That's why I find it intriguing.
What do you think the reaction would have been if Deontay Johnson was an Eagle? If an Eagles player, we found out, refused to go in the game because it was 41 degrees?
Can I give you my honest opinion?
Yes.
Being here in Philadelphia, I feel that there would have been a group of individuals that would have tried to meet him at his car after the game, like for real, and fight him. Like, especially if it was a playoff game or something like that, we have a unique fan base here that loves this team so much that it would not surprise me one bit if you had a couple of guys that had one too many that said, you know what, we're going to go teach him a lesson. Now, it might not be a good idea for them to do that, but they would do that. They would try to hop the fence and put hands on him. Or I would even go as far as to say that they would probably try to catch him somewhere at the gas station, something, and do something stupid. But that's, yeah, That's what I think would have happened.
My guess on how it would have went down on this show, I would have said the next morning at 10:02, cut him, and you would have said maybe we should look at it from his perspective.
Well,
you
I would have
been like, it was cold.
Yeah, I would have got mad at you.
No, I wouldn't have did that. Like I know how to read the room, number one. Mm-hmm. And I'd have been like, ooh, baby, what is you doing? The night before, because I'd have been at the game. Say if it was here, I'd have been at the game. And I'd have just laid out. You would have been, you know, going off.
Cut him.
And I'd have probably sat here. And when you came to me, I would have had a few things to say. But ain't no way on God's green earth I would have tried to defend that. Mm-mm. I'm not a dummy.
Again, I don't know if you can defend it at all. But at 41 degrees, like, what is wrong with you? It's not even that cold.
And not only, he got on the podcast.
Told the whole story.
And try to tell it in a way that favored him.
Like they didn't put me in before. I was like,
he tried to tell that story in a favorable manner. And if it would have been me leading that, because I'm about to become the quarterback of this here hockey show.
Oh yeah.
I'd ask him, like, wait a minute, how cold was it outside?
What temperature?
And then I'm like, wait a minute, 41 degrees? That really ain't that bad. You, Joe, you know me. I've been outside with shorts on and a hoodie.
Yeah.
And it's been 41 degrees.
Yeah, you can't complain at 41.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, you just can't complain at 41. All right, before we go any further.
Wait a minute, do we have to talk to you people?
I thought it'd be fun to check in with you people today. Can we hear from you people?
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
It's called a slump, guys. You bleepity bleep bleeps.
No, we got it called all
the offense slump?
Yeah.
Yeah, the offense says one guy with double-digit home runs.
And we're not allowed to talk about it.
We're cut off?
Well.
No more Phillies talk?
People will be upset.
All right, we'll talk about Jalen Hurts then and where he ranks in the NFL. What did you want?
Can you do anything right?
What does that mean?
Well, can you?
I do write stuff every day. What are you talking about?
I think they're just questioning.
It's about the keys, obviously. Yep.
It was more of a rhetorical question. Now I think they're asking for things you do right.
It's a minor setback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, this one's for Joe specifically. Mm-hmm. They want you to rank these Dombrowski duds from best to worst.
Oh, I'm excited for
Max Kepler, Whit Merrifield, Austin Hayes.
Is Kepler the best?
This is
hard.
Very difficult.
Do I give Hayes a pass because of his kidney infection? He got sick.
No.
No? Okay. Well, all right. That was a trade deadline thing, and that was important for the stretch. That might be the worst because the stakes were so high, right? They needed him for the playoffs.
Yep.
What's worse, Merrifield or Kepler? I like Whit better. Whit didn't complain about the manager.
Yeah, I like Whit as
a and he said he liked us.
Guy better.
He liked us more.
Yeah, but he
well, I mean, he
did suck.
He was nothing.
No, he was bad.
I mean, he was horrendous.
But like, it would feel weird today ranking Kepler the least bad if today I'm mad at him. I want to cut him.
Okay. So Kepler,
it is
kind of
bold
then.
To Kepler's get have 60 games. Like, we're 80 games in.
Yeah.
And you've played, like, 60 of them.
He's played three out of every four games. Well, like, that's the math.
He wants to play every day, Joe. He wants to be the next Castellanos.
And to say I'm not being used enough.
This is Castellanos' fault.
Cal Kepler over here.
You know what he's doing? Living his truth.
Yeah, this is the problem with that. This is why we tell you not to encourage this. Yep. Bad players think they should play every game.
He's living his truth.
Yeah, wonderful.
I can see it now, 2 years from now. Ace Bailey is going to be a star, and Hugh's going to say, that's fascinating.
Oh, God. It'd be so. Between him and Elliot, I couldn't.
No, but
you
have to realize the irony in all of this because he's almost guaranteeing that he's going to be a max player by going to a bad team. Well, he thinks that's the case. It's not guaranteed.
No.
So, but if it happens, you're like, wow. That is pretty fast.
Yeah, but he's racking up a lot of stats on just a terrible team.
No, but we've seen that before. But he set out, if it happens, that means he set out to do exactly what he wanted to do. He didn't want to really win a whole lot. He just wanted to get a max deal.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of players don't make a lot of money. It doesn't move me. He could get paid.
I mean, but it moves him.
Good. He could be the next Tobias Harris. Wonder, you can knock yourself out.
Hey, why you playing?
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
Like, we're here because y'all brought it up. But for a guy...
Here we go.
Who hasn't made not Nan All-Star
game.
Yeah,
we got it. Fascinating.
Please stop.
He is one of the highest paid players in the NBA.
Sorry, you.
You don't find that fascinating?
No, it's just a bad economics of the sport.
What you call fascinating, I find really aggravating.
You normally, see, this is where the disconnect comes in. Because normally to get that kind of money, you have to be a baller.
You know what? Here's the
problem.
He's
not a baller. And he's making baller money.
You're rooting for the bank robber. You're rooting for the bank robber.
Yes, I am. I'm rooting for the fleecing of all of these teams that make a ton of money.
But this was our team. He came in here and robbed the Sixers blind, and you cheered him out the way out.
But what happened? Okay. What happened when he left, though? What happened with Detroit? Where did they go? Yeah. I don't care about the fans. Where did they go that we didn't go? Say it, Joe. You know what I'm saying. Say it. Where did they go that we didn't go?
I forgot. I forgot.
Good job. Don't say it. Don't
all I'm saying.
Don't give you what he wants.
I just find it fascinating.
Yeah, we know. That, we
cut
know.
His mic.
That he leaves here and takes the Detroit Pistons to the playoffs.
No, hold on. He took them to the playoffs.
He dragged them to the playoffs.
He dragged them to the playoffs.
And he went straight to the bank when
he was like their fourth
best
player.
You know what? I hope you don't find your keys.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, I think that's probably going to happen. I think they're gone.
Well, if you had just parked this big truck in Skip's garage like he asked, this all could have been avoided.
That was uncalled for.
That was from Skip and Claymont in the YouTube chat.
That was uncalled for.
That's right. Yeah,
that
it could
was
have
so
been skipped.
Uncalled
for. Anonymous skip in the chat. I was going to ask Hugh for his keys to the Phillies game tonight, but he'll just lose those two.
That's a good one. I knew. I thought, I see what you did, Kyle, because I thought you were going to lead with him.
Yeah.
But you just wanted to close out.
Yeah. There's a flurry of these. you're just on the ropes.
I really thought about not coming to work today, but I was like, that's not a good look. I mean, not having your car keys is not.
Yeah, you can't. That's not.
Yeah, that's not like with so many different avenues to get to work.
It actually was better for you to be here to defend it off.
It's like we.
Imagine if we found out you were sitting at home without your keys, not able to get to work.
Yeah, it'd have been worse Monday.
We would have roasted you for 4 hours.
Father Time's beating Hugh's ass worse than T.O. did.
That one, right? That was a good one.
That hurts.
I got it.
They're on fire, dude.
Yeah, it's good.
This guy Hugh is aging like milk. He's going to come into the studio Monday with a walker.
You know, Kyle, you're kind of going over because usually when we have these, you don't go that long. Why are you going so long?
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you
a lot
gave,
of people had something to say.
Ammo. What's aging worse, Joe's Harper take or Hugh Douglas?
I think it's Hugh, and the Phillies have scored one run in 3 days.
It's so bad, dude. Yep. They're crushing it.
Is that it?
No, we got a couple more. A lot of people writing books around here. What do you think of this? Clueless and Keyless, the Hugh Douglas Experience.
That's a good one.
That's a bestseller.
That's a good one.
That's great. Yep. All right, last one. I got a try day for you, Hugh. Try not to throw your damn car keys in the garbage.
It's a good day for you people.
I hate each and every one of you people.
It's a good day for you people. Okay, I think the only way to close this show out is Herb in the Northeast. Hey, Herb.
Herb.
What's up, Joe? What's going on, Hugh Douglas?
Herb.
What's up, Herb? What's going on, man?
I just got back from Atlantic City. I just drove one of the famous Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh, yeah?
Bernie Parent.
Hall of Famer and 4 Stanley Cup champions, okay? Mark Recchi.
Mark Recchi.
All right.
How's he doing these days?
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Sure
that
is.
Dude too.
Great player.
Because he can't be any better.
Did he give you any insight of who they're going to pick tonight? You got any inside info for us?
The only thing he said about tonight, he said they got the 6th pick, and that guy could wind up being somebody that could be, you know, make 10 or 15-year player, you know, that could really put the Flyers in a good position.
Well, that's a big deal,
To win for a long time.
So what do you got going on, Herb, besides driving Mark Recchi around? Got a big weekend planned?
What am I doing? I'm ready to go. I was up at 5 this morning. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go home, but I want to go get something to eat first. What did I want
to
say?
You going to Roy These Rogers?
Phillies, I tell you what, them Phillies, boy. They better not play like that tonight. I tell you that. They look like they were sniffing around somewhere in some one of those girly bars in Houston. You know?
Okay,
do you ever lose your keys?
Called the Men's Club, in Houston, Texas.
You've been there?
About to look that up.
Of course I've been there.
All right, Herb. We'll talk to you next week. All right, that's more than enough there. and more than enough for us. Hugh, good luck this weekend with the key situation.
I hope it's a wrap. Yeah. Listen, baby.
All right.
It's a wrap.
We are. Good week here. Fun week. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Afternoon show's coming up next from Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.